Investment Flash.
If Warsh whispers about treasury buybacks this afternoon, buddy, this whole tape flips. AI's already running. The bond market hasn't caught up.
Good morning. This is Investment Flash, New York edition, Friday, August 28th. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Today's takeaway: Warsh sets the policy, AI sets the demand.
And Gerald, remember my NVIDIA buy call yesterday? Up another 8.75% last session. The AI story is just hitting its stride.
Oh, I remember, Tom. I also remember you said the same thing about semiconductors in the second quarter.
All right, let's start with the Haven trade, because this is where Warsh's speech hits first. CoinDesk says Bitcoin is outperforming stocks and its correlation with gold is rising, right when allocators are reaching for havens.
Hold on, that's the original take, Marie. It's not institutional adoption anymore. Bitcoin is starting to trade like the liquid macro hedge. That's a regime change, priced nowhere.
Priced nowhere. The long Treasury ETF is sitting 2% above its 52-week low. The gold ETF is 17% below its high. That's not a regime change. That's early positioning with a lot of hopium.
See, that's exactly my point. The trade hinges on Warsh's tone. If he actually signals the Fed supports treasury buybacks, long yields fall, and both Bitcoin and gold get a bid. But right now, price hasn't confirmed.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
Speaking of not priced, the Financial Times says batteries are reshaping the whole solar business model, turning intermittent generation into dispatchable power. That changes long-term economics.
And look, the solar ETF is down 34% from its high. Enphase trades at 17 times forward earnings versus 39 trailing. If storage margins convince, that's a re-rating setup.
But First Solar at 9 times forward? The market's already saying this is a commodity endgame. Not so fast on the whole sector.
Fair, Tom, but that's the tension. Enphase is where the estimate upgrades are already flowing. First Solar is cheap for a reason. I'd own the storage angle, not the panel maker.
Now, the consumer, the Financial Times says spending is rising on the wrong things. Essentials, not discretionary. That's a late cycle signature, one ply at a time.
Oh, that's brutal.
And the tape agrees. Consumer discretionary ETF fell about 1% last session, down 2% year to date. Consumer staples ETF up 9.5% year to date. The rotation is visible.
But the S&P 500 is 1% from a high. Equities are not pricing strain. So either the consumer data is noise or stocks are asleep.
No, but that's exactly my point. The S&P 500's complacency is the risk. If discretionary keeps lagging, it eventually bleeds into the index.
All right, this is the one I've been waiting for. Market Watch reports Citrini Research says Bank of America and three other lenders could win big from coordinated Bessent Mush actions to lower long yields.
And Bank of America down 1.7% last session, Wells Fargo down nearly 11% year to date. If the policy story were real, these would be ripping.
Exactly. The trade is policy execution, not prices. Bank of America at 11.6 times forward, 1.55 book. Citi at 10.3. If the curve steepens, these re-rate.
But the bear cases. Coordination is just talk until the Treasury actually acts. Warsh's speech this afternoon is one event. Central bank jawboning has a history of disappointing, like signing up for a gym in January, all ambition, no attendance.
Okay, but if he shows up with the follow-through, the long Treasury ETF and banks break higher.
And as always, none of this is investment advice, just how we are reading the tape. And the AI demand story is showing up in trucking now. MarketWatch says the freight recession is over. Data center construction is a driver, and truckers are finally making real money.
Transport's ETF up nearly 15% year to date, 4% from its high. J.B. Hunt has doubled off its low, Old Dominion up 25%. AI doesn't just move tokens, it moves concrete. I did not have data centers saving trucking on my bingo card.
Huh, fair enough.
At 26 times forward for JB Hunt, 30 times for Old Dominion. If AI capex pauses, that freight bid unwinds fast.
But that's the point. It's specific and measurable, not a narrative. You can count the data centers. The valuation is stretched, but the demand is real.
Nailed it.
Spot on.
Okay, memory chips. Nikkei says SK Hynix's CEO dismisses oversupply, sees a crunch through end of 2030, and they're building their first U.S. high-bandwidth memory packaging plant.
The semiconductor ETF jumped 3.1% last session, up 53% year-to-date. Micron is up 196% year-to-date, but still 26% below its high at 6x forward.
Micron is the battleground. The crunch lifts all memory, but SK Hynix's US plant is direct competition. The quiet winner is SK Hynix and Samsung.
No way, Gerald. Micron at 6x forward? If the crunch lasts to end of 2030, Micron's earnings go parabolic.
Hold on. You're both right. The cleanest long is the incumbent high-bandwidth memory suppliers, not the one fighting for share. Micron's run already reflects a lot.
And this one's for the auto skeptics. Nikkei says Toyota will build its next-generation electric vehicle in China first using GigaCasken and plans near fully autonomous cars from 2028.
Toyota down nearly 12% year-to-date at 8.7x trailing earnings. The market is paying nothing for that autonomy optionality.
But NVIDIA is the pick and shovel. If Toyota's autonomy scales, it needs AI compute at scale. NVIDIA at 15x forward, up 8.7% last session. Still the infrastructure play.
And Tesla at 164x forward, down 19% year to date. A near fully autonomous Toyota from 2028 is a direct threat to the full self-driving franchise.
That's why Tesla is a hold here. If Toyota delivers, that premium evaporates. But that's a 2028 story, not today.
Quick one. Nikkei says Bank of Japan hawkish board member Tamura is attending Jackson Hole instead of Governor Ueda. A hawkish voice at the podium could mean a rate hike tilt.
The yen could catch a bid, but attendance is a thin signal. This is a low conviction event trade at best.
Japan equities are up nearly 18% year to date, 3% below high. If the Bank of Japan tightens, that caps upside. So hold.
One board member's conference attendance as a policy signal. That's reading tea leaves with a hawkish flavor.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, the most original take is CoinDesk's. Bitcoin is now beating stocks on down days and tracking gold's haven bid. Not a speculative risk asset, but the liquid macro hedge.
And this is the part I love. Not institutional adoption, but a correlation regime change. That's a structural repricing, and it's shown up nowhere except the behavior itself.
Fine, but correlation regime changes look great until they don't. Bitcoin has been a risk asset for a decade. One speech doesn't flip that. Still, the setup is interesting. So strip away the noise, and today is two stories. Warsh and Besant want lower long yields, and artificial intelligence capital spending is so large it shows up in freight, memory chips, and battery storage.
The tape agrees on artificial intelligence. NVIDIA up 8.7, semis up 3.1, Micron up 1.96% year-to-date. It has not priced the policy story. The long Treasury ETF is 2% above its low, and the four lenders are mostly flat to down.
That gap is the opportunity. If Warsh confirms buybacks this afternoon, you want to be long the long Treasury ETF and the banks before the break.
The case against us is that policy is talk until Treasury acts. Bank of America fell 1.7 last session. Wells is down nearly 11 year to date. If bonds and banks don't move after Warsh, this trade dies.
And let's not forget the notable absence. No oil, no credit spreads, no dollar, despite a missile test and a Fed chair speaking into a reflation bulge. That's strange.
Lower long yields plus geopolitical friction should put a bid under gold and oil. The only hedges in coverage are Bitcoin and gold. If oil catches the geopolitical bid, broad inflation protection is the missing trade.
So the cleanest expression isn't a single ticker. It's the spread between the artificial intelligence demand story the equity tape believes and the lower yield policy story the bond tape does not.
Favor the semiconductor ETF and transports over Tesla at 164 times forward. Take the banks as the lagging policy trade. If the long Treasury ETF breaks higher and banks follow, the regime changed.
Until then, size accordingly. And as always, none of this is investment advice, just how we're reading the tape.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole show. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. We're back tomorrow, the weekend edition, at 10 a.m. London time.
See you then.
Bye, everyone.